I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And we have many things to get to here. First of all, I'm going to get to the suicide thing here in just a second. I just want to address, first of all, the vice president.
That being said, to the point, because it is a point that has been made. First of all, I would say that age is more than a chronological fact. I spent a whole lot of time with our president.
Yeah. It's funny watching these people try to do damage control with Joe, who's losing it and losing it quicker. It's awful for the country. Don't get me wrong. It's really, really terrible for the country. I know that, but it is entertaining. At least we have things to entertain ourselves with. All right. Let's deal with the suicide thing. I'm going to just bear with me for a minute. Let's knock this out and then we're moving on. Suicide numbers are through the roof in this country. Last year set a record. Almost 50,000 people took their own lives last year. Men doing it at a rate four times higher than women, but look, they're all tragic. Now, I have no doubt suicide has touched your life in one way or another. Maybe intimately, maybe just kind of on the periphery, but everyone has seen the devastation that comes with this. And I'm not going to sit here and give you a pep talk or anything like that. I'm not doing that. Don't worry about that. But I'm here to tell you, one, you could just pick up your phone and dial 988 and hit send. Just 988 and hit send. If you're thinking about harming yourself, that's one. Two, the times that I've seen this in my life, almost every time the person who took their own life had convinced themselves that everyone around them would be better off if they were gone. One, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a young mother, actually, had a husband who loved her and two children under 10. And all the outward appearances were, wow, look how happy they are. Look what a wonderful, they're the couple you'd see in a restaurant and say, what a wonderful young family that is. And kids were gone. Everyone was gone one day. She got a gun, took her own life. And she was entirely convinced, even with the husband, the kids, everything, that everyone would be better off if she was no longer there. Those are the evil lies that maybe are going through your head right now. That people tell themselves that it's time for me to go, that everyone will be better. But I am here to tell you this. You are here on this earth for a reason. And you need to stay right here on this earth until God takes you home. All right? You don't need to hit the fast forward button. I promise if you're anxious to die, you will. That's the great news. At some point in time, you're checking out of here. So am I. Don't fast forward that. You're not done yet. Maybe it's something. And look, listen to this. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, Jesse, I'm a loser. Jesse, I have this, which you're not a loser, but maybe that's what you're thinking. I lost this. I lost that. I don't matter. I'm an alcoholic. Maybe that's what's going through your head. How do you know that the world-changing thing you're going to do isn't something small that you'll never even know? Maybe if you're thinking about taking your own life tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, you're going to go get the mail and you're going to smile and wave at somebody, just being polite. Maybe you don't even feel like it. And maybe that somebody needed that smile and wave to avoid taking their life tomorrow. You don't know the little ways you affect other people. Just stick around, please. Okay? Stick around. All right. Now let's deal with this. One of the reasons I continue to harp on the COVID stuff, the COVID lockdowns, the vaccine mandates, the masks, and all these things. And you remember what the show was like back then when I was always screaming and yelling. The whole show was, that was me doing that. But you remember what it was like. I need to explain one of the main reasons why I am still so adamant about all this and why I still bring it up and why I bring up the devastation and why I want your stories told. Here's one of the main reasons why. We convinced ourselves, it started in China, and then it expanded to Europe and America. The world convinced themselves that the normal response to a virus, the normal response to a virus is shutting down an economy, stopping what you do, nobody move, everyone stop, and then we have to start injecting ourselves with things. Doesn't matter what tested, untested, doesn't matter. Just start putting it in me. I don't care. Just booster me, baby. That became and remains the accepted way to respond to a virus. And that is the concept. That is what we must break. And that is the hardest thing in the world to break. It's not hard to get even relatively normal Democrats, if you can find one. It's not hard to get them to admit, hey, shutting down schools for a virus that didn't even affect kids probably wasn't the best. It's not difficult to get someone to address that. What is extremely difficult is to get someone to admit the very idea of shutting down an economy on purpose for a virus is insane. It's suicidal. Speaking of suicide, it's insane. And that idea is not only not dead, it is alive and well. And part of the reason the idea is alive and well is the idea was pushed by Republicans and Democrats. So if you consider this, there to be two different political parties, which oftentimes there aren't, but if you consider there to be two political parties, if both of them simply come to the agreement that that's what you do in response to a virus, that's a problem. And you know why that's a problem? Because there's always going to be another one. Always. Viruses, plague, and things, these things. These things are things that are awful, but they're things that have always been with man and will always be with man. And so if the SOP, standard operating procedure for dealing with a virus is everyone stop, man, we're already done. Just call it a day. We're already finished. And Normie Norm and Norma, they may accept that the lockdowns were bad and they're not getting their booster anymore. And they've said all those things may be set aside. But 99% of the norms and normas out there, they have not accepted that the very idea of closing your economy on purpose in response to a virus is insane and it's evil and it's wrong. And Norm doesn't know. And because Norm doesn't know, here's the result of that. This is why we're talking about this. Because again, China inches back towards lockdowns as a mysterious viral outbreak surges. The reason it's such a big deal that Norm and Norma have not flatly rejected that concept is because they're going to try it again. And I know for people, that sounds crazy, right? No, it was wild. It was damaging. Jesse, they would never. But let's sit and wrap our minds around this. Who was hurt? I'm talking about the elites who did this. Were the politicians hurt? Is there a single lockdown politician who lost their job? What is it? I think I have a headline in here somewhere in this big fat stack of headlines. Where is it? Hang on. I know this is unprofessional, but whatever. I'm doing this. Oh, here it is. Michigan's Democrat Governor Whitmer signs legislation that sets 100% clean energy standard for the state, by 2040. Why is Gretchen Whitmer in power? Gretchen Whitmer locked down Michigan as if it was North Korea. They had the freaking garden seed section of the grocery store blocked off. You couldn't go out and tend to your garden because of coronavirus. But Gretchen Whitmer got reelected because Norm and Norma, they haven't accepted the evil of lockdowns yet. Dr. Peter Hotez. Dr. Peter Hotez, I'm going to play something for you here in just a minute. But look, you could pick your doctor, especially your, quote, famous doctor, whether their name is Hotez or Fauci or Burks or whoever. Pick your famous doctor. These doctors who, quote, led us through the pandemic. Do you think they look back on the pandemic and they dislike it? Or do you think they look back on the pandemic as the greatest moment of their careers, the moment that brought them fame and fortune? Well, you already know, they look fondly on the pandemic. So they're going to do it again. I'm going to play you something that's going to make your jaw drop from Peter Hotez. I'll play it for you in just a minute. Before we play that, let's do this. Christmas season is upon us. And ladies, I'm going to talk to you here really quickly. I know what you go through. I never know what to buy him. I never know what to buy him. Men are hard to shop for. They are. My mother is already badgering me. What do you want? What do you want? My wife's badgering me. You got to tell me what you want. You never know what you want. Here it is, ladies. You ready? I'm going to serve it up to you on a silver platter. Mantis X. That's what you get your man this year. That's what you get your father. It's what you get your husband. Stop stressing about it. Stop thinking about it. Go get a Mantis X. It attaches to his weapon. Your man gets to dry fire practice in the comfort of his home without firing a shot. He gets real feedback, real coaching. He gets put through drills. He gets to be fast and deadly while practicing in your living room. There's your gift. You're welcome. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, so there's this new mystery virus in China. Oh my gosh, they're locking down.
Well, because America has not poured the appropriate amount of scorn on all the lockdown people, the politicians, the doctors, the media people, they're excited about the prospect of another one. This is Dr. Peter Hotez. This is him talking about the new China virus and what we need to do.
Well, could the next pandemic make the height of the COVID-19 outbreak look mild? That's what some experts are predicting for what's being called Disease X.
Sorry, I'm gonna pause on this. I'll start it over again. That wasn't even Peter Hotez, but how disgusting is our media? And don't you love how they report things too? Don't you love it? Is this next one? Is it going to be even worse? Some experts are saying they do. Just the most despicable, gross people. There is no lower form of life than a journalist.
Well, could the next pandemic make the height of the COVID-19 outbreak look mild? That's what some experts are predicting for what's being called Disease X.
So I am very...
Okay, sorry. I'll try to make sure this is the last time I pause it. Chris, Michael, is Disease X not a cool name for it, though? Why are you shaking your head, Michael? Yes, it is. When things end with X, they sound cool. Everything is not called X now. There's Malcolm... And what else? I don't know of anything else. And Malcolm X sounds cool. What? Oh, I forgot they changed the name of Twitter to X. Dang, that does ruin it. Okay, never mind. Disease X sucks.
Very worried that we just don't. We as a nation, we haven't made that commitment to really fully protect the American people.
We caught up with Dr. Peter Hotez, who's traveling to get his take on the topic.
We have.
Hold on. Let's pause on this again. Remember, she said. We wanted to talk to the experts. Dr. Peter Hotez is one of the most despicable card-carrying communists out there. Chris, I know we have other Peter Hotez audio. Maybe we should play a little bit of this before we allow him to continue. Now, here he is on the media He's on the media currently, and he was just sold to Norm and Norma. They're sitting at home, brain dead, watching the TV. Norm and Norma, they're watching the TV, and they've just been told by the reporter who's bringing them the news that this guy is an expert. Well, before I get to the current Peter Hotez, Chris, would you do me a favor and play some of Peter Hotez's greatest hits?
The health sector has gone about as far as it can, I think, in terms of amplifying the message. Now we need to bring in some heavyweights. We need to bring in people from Homeland Security, from the Justice Department, the Commerce Department, State Department, and really ask them, okay, what did you do to defuse global terrorism and cyber attacks and nuclear proliferation and stop it at the source, because anti-science is as big a threat.
Yeah. Hey, this anti-science stuff, let's get the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department involved. Peter Hotez, one of the FBI sent to your front door for your anti-vaccine rhetoric. That's the, quote, expert the news is pitching to on the new China virus. So let's see what the current Peter Hotez has to say.
A likelihood that new pandemic threats, that people call them disease X, are going to be rising on a regular basis.
Why do you think some experts are predicting the next pandemic will make COVID-19 look like a walk in the park?
I've written about this as well. I wrote for the Houston Chronicle a couple of months back that COVID-19 is just the warm-up act.
Sorry, this will be the last pause. The Houston Chronicle, it's one of the grossest communist rags in the country. I live in this Houston area. They personally hate my guts, so the feeling's mutual. But the Houston Chronicle, it's equally as evil as the New York Times and the Washington Post. It just doesn't have the circulation. But Peter Hotez, he writes for them. What a shock.
Pandemic may not be as severe, but it could be much more severe. Having the funds available to make countermeasures for new diagnostics, new vaccines, and at the same time, being able to support the virologists, the scientists who actually study these pathogens.
Why are we seeing so many pandemics?
It's one of the most common questions I've asked. It's a confluence of 21st century forces. A big one is climate change, which is altering the migration of animals that can transmit these viral pathogens.
Well, climate change, of course. Why are we seeing so many pandemics? Climate change, of course. And just on a quick side note, you know, we're not experiencing any more pandemics than we've ever experienced. In fact, we're experiencing far fewer pandemics. Back in the day, if you're an American Indian tribe and smallpox comes to town, 90% of you were going to die. If you're in Europe and the bubonic plague comes knocking, half the population's going to be wiped out. You never, ever see a pandemic visit that kind of destruction on a population today. We don't have more pandemics than ever. We have fewer pandemics than ever. But of course, as we've already discussed, his religion dictates that you must not only say there are more pandemics, but that it's because of climate change. And that is the expert they go to. You think Peter Hotez, you think he wants another pandemic or doesn't want another pandemic, if you had to guess? Yeah, you already know. All right, let's talk about something good before we get to some emails and Christianity, the war on Christianity. Let's get to preborn. We call ourselves pro-life, and we are, right? We don't like abortion. We want life to be born and nurtured on this planet. But just talking about it, just voting is not enough, because so many women have already been indoctrinated with this poisonous lie that it's not a baby, that it's just a clump of cells, that just get rid of it, just flush it, just dump it, just get rid of it. I love preborn for many reasons, but I love the fact that they tell these women through ultrasound the truth. It's alive. It's a baby. And you're already a mother. It's not that you're going to be a mother. That baby is growing inside of you, and you already have to nurture and protect it. You're a mom. Pick up your phone and give $28 to Preborn today. They're matching gifts, tax-deductible gifts, and they're matching them. Preborn.com/Jesse. preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Name me a better show than this. Name me a better time.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
You hear this dude out of the Navy? This is a U.S. Navy medical officer, Ted Macy, and this man deserves our respect because this man just blew up his career. I have no doubt about that. Did you hear what this guy had to say? I'm going to let him talk here.
Reinstatement, back pay, and apologies isn't enough. So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMET data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today. I'm doing the same thing, five-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only... I'm using fixed wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%, ischemic heart disease, 69%, pulmonary heart disease, 62%, heart failure, 973%, other forms of heart disease, 63%, cardiomyopathy, 152%.
He was going over the percentage and the increase of those conditions among our active duty personnel after the federal government made them take it or lose their career. Now, I'm going to move on because I don't want to get myself upset. I want to get to some emails. How many politicians have apologized for pushing that vaccine? How many? More importantly, how many of them are still pushing it today? There's an uncomfortable question, isn't it? Freaking evil and wrong, all of you. All right, let's get to some emails. Hello, Mr. Meat. I love the show. I was listening to the podcast earlier about hot Italian subs and really started craving one. So I stopped by Jimmy John's to order one, and the lady at the front told me they don't have any hot sandwiches. I was so confused. How do you not have hot sandwiches? What are you, some type of communist? Anyway, I told her never mind, and I'm walking out. Listen. I had the exact same experience with Jimmy John's 10 years ago. I was craving a sub, walked in, and I'm looking at the menu, and I asked the lady, I said, what do you have on here that's hot? And she's like, oh, nothing. I said, okay, well, sorry. No, thank you. And I turned and I walked out because these colors don't run here in America.
You know, freedom is not free.
And subs are supposed to be hot. Sandwiches are supposed to be hot. They're supposed to be grilled and melty, not cold. You know what? I'll tell you something else while I'm going off on this before I get back to other serious stuff. Sometimes you want a sandwich melty even before you eat it cold. Let me explain. When I was in the Marines, sorry, pause everything for a moment. I'm distracted. When I was in the Marines, I've told you this before. Longtime listeners will know. I was in the infantry, right? Well, they will occasionally come and make you leave your unit for a short time. It was 6 months at the time. I don't know if they still do this. It was called a FAP. You were getting FAPped out. Michael, Chris, can you both grow up, please? Can you both mature, please? Anyway, it was called a FAP, an F-A-P. And you got FAPped out to a different unit of some kind. Well, they were short on, you would know them as military police. In the Marines, it's called the Provost Marshal's Office. They're not MPs, whatever. I'm going to say military police so you understand what they mean. They made me go be a cop. And as part of being a cop, I had to work night shifts from time to time. And I don't know if you've ever worked night shifts. I have in my personal life and in the Marines. I don't mind them. They're definitely different. It's different going to... Chris, have you ever worked one? You have? They're different, right? You go into work at 7 at night and you're getting off at work at 7 in the morning when everyone else is getting up. It's definitely different. But what I would do, there was a Subway on base. Okay, don't laugh at me for eating at Subway. One, they have the best cookies on the planet. Two, that Southwest Chipotle sauce is pretty freaking good. And if you get one of their cheesesteaks drowning in that sauce, it's really, really good. Anyway, but I had to go get a meal that I could eat at midnight, and I knew I couldn't keep my sandwich hot, so I would go into Subway, and I still wouldn't get a cold sandwich. That's how committed I was to a hot sandwich. I would get a steak and cheese, and I would drown it, have them drown it in the Southwest Chipotle sauce, and then I would take it, and I put it in the fridge, and it was still better after I pulled it out of the fridge than a straight up cold sub would have been. Cause don't shake your head, Chris. I'd already melt, the cheese had already been melted down into the meat, and the onions had a little cook on there and everything. Gosh, it was delicious. Dearest, the one and only stoical oracle. Chris, am I stoical? Am I a stoic? What? I'm not? I feel like I am. I'm basically a Spartan for the most part. Anyway. Dear, I know how extremely pro-life you are, and I am at the border on the issue, but more on the pro-life side. He said, I'm on the border on the issue. Okay, he's trying to say he's wishy-washy on the issue. Okay. I have a dear friend of mine whose sister got molested by her uncle, and she chose to have an abortion from this child. I've never heard your opinion on what you think about incest or rape for abortions. I, on the other hand, believe that they should have the right to have their own choice in that situation. What's your view? And he said he would like to remain anonymous, and that, of course, is okay. He or she said, I don't know who it was. Okay, yeah, I'm against it there, too. And I know that sounds like a, quote, extremist position. And obviously there are a few things in the world more detestable than rape and incest and that kind of awful stuff. I'm not obviously a big fan. That's as gross and evil and awful as it gets. But is it a baby or is it not a baby? Is it a life or is it not? Now, if your position is, and I understand that's going to be way to the right of most people, it's going to be to the right of you. I understand that. But I don't apologize for it either. That is a baby. Once it is a baby, that baby deserves to be protected and nurtured and cared for. The baby didn't rape anybody. The baby didn't commit these horrible acts of incest with anybody. Now, the thought of a woman having to go through a pregnancy because of her uncle assaulted her that way, it really is just the most gross, horrible thing in the world, is it not? I know that. I know that. It makes my skin crawl. It makes me want to hurt somebody just thinking about that. But it makes me want to hurt the uncle, not the baby. The uncle, I mean, look, I'll come with you. If it was legal, which it's not, but if it was legal, look, we'll go throw him off a building. That's fine. I'm game for that. But it's not legal, so we're not going to do that. But the baby doesn't deserve to be thrown off of anywhere, does it? The baby didn't do a thing. The baby didn't do a thing. All right. Now let's dig into this. The Biden HHS, Health and Human Services, which shouldn't even be a thing, but somehow the federal government has gotten in that business. And they've gotten in the business of foster care. Now, what are they doing with it? Well, remember we played that audio for you. I've played it for you a million times before. The LaToya Ravenow audio where she's with Disney and she's discussing, I put as much gay stuff in my thing. Obviously, you know the audio, obviously. Well, remember this. Why'd she do that? Because the communist believes in using power. Whatever power he has, he believes in using it. And the right, conversely, they actually brag about not using it. That's why the communist has gone from being a tiny, powerless minority in this country to controlling every institution. because when the communist gets power, the communist believes in using power to protect it, to get more of it, to reward your friends, to punish your enemies. So when you're the Biden administration and you take over the HHS, you believe in using that power. You want the latest and greatest, or worse, on the war on Christianity? I'll give it to you in a moment before we do that. Speaking of which, have you ever heard of Mike Lindell's redemption story in his life? You know, we talk a lot about MyPillow, and we talk about all the products, right? Oh my gosh, the pillows. Everyone knows about the pillows and the pajamas and the mattress toppers. And right now I'm telling you about the MyTowels because those are on sale, 50% in savings. But you know, Mike Lindell also, he was walking on the dark side at one point in his life and completely turned his life around. It's yet another reason to support this incredible company, on top of the fact they have the best products out there, and they're always doing these huge blowout sales that are so good they sell out. MyPillow, they have the best towels on earth. They're called MyTowels. 50% in savings right now. You can get a six-piece towel set for $29.98. You spend $20 more, you get the designer premium line. That's 50% in savings. They're not always that price, all right? Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Go get you some towels, all right? Or call them, 800-845-0544. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour left on the Jesse Kelly Show. Rest your head easy. Now, the Biden HHS, they are demanding foster parents, quote, affirm sex changes for kids and teens. This is particularly evil because, well, let's just say it. Foster kids, they're already up against it. They're already up against it. And the families, the good families, there are many evil families who do this for different reasons, but the good families who take these kids in are saints with a special place in heaven, giving kids a leg up. And of course, this is something Christian families do more than others, unsurprisingly so. Why would you do this? Well, because when you're a communist who runs the Joe Biden HHS, you don't care about the kids. The kids, that thought is a ridiculous concept that never enters your mind. Everything is about the religion. Everything about is about serving the demons in your life. That's what it's about. Now, that's bad enough. But the worst part is the American pastors who won't address it and won't address it specifically in a very pointed way. These people are coming for you. Do you not understand that your skinny jeans won't spare you? Your love and love and love, it will not spare you. Do you understand the evil that is coming for the flock in this country? The FBI is already either in your church or trying to get there. And all those Bible verses you read, even though you're probably too much of a chicken to actually read those about, you know, marriage and things like that, go ahead and preach one of those in a few years and you're going to prison, pal, for hate crimes. These are the people who run the country. This isn't some turbo freak on the sidewalk. This turbo freak is an admiral.
What would you say to folks who think that they're being reasonable by saying, why can't children just wait till they're 18?
Adolescence is hard and puberty is hard. What if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if you inside feel that you are female, but now you're going through a male puberty?
Yeah. That is not a human being out of power. That evil freak is in power. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this teacher here. How committed is the communist? Well, this teacher goes on camera and brags about subjecting your child to abuse until your child succumbs and bends the knee to her evil rainbow god.
One of my favorite teachable moments I've had as an educator came from students disrespecting pronouns. I take every single student at face value, and I just immediately respect whatever they say. and I will call them that name and pronouns as long as they let me. So, the kid who's chuckling and going, he, him, and, want to go by T-Rex, he's T-Rex for the rest of the year. One of two things
happens. I just want to make sure you heard her. She forces them to say their stupid pronoun thing because she's a mentally ill demon who took the job as teacher so she could destroy your children. She didn't take the job to teach because she's a destroyer. She took the job to destroy. She forces these children to give them pronouns. Obviously, normal kids will know it's ridiculous. If you happen to tell her something like, ha ha ha, T-Rex, listen to what she has done to you.
Happens when I do this. Usually is what happens, which is at some point, it starts following them to their other classes, and it actually starts being a joke against them. They find that they don't have control over this nickname anymore. And so they just ask me, you know, actually, can I just go by Tyler, he, him? And
she's bragging about heaping abuse on Aiden, Jaden, and Braden because they didn't bow, they didn't bend the knee to her sick demonic religion. There is a war, a religious war happening right now in the United States of America. And I don't care what your religion is, what your belief system is. It really matters not. You had better wake up and realize there is a religious war going on. And the religion that is winning currently in this country is not a religion that is going to share. They're not going to allow you to worship how you want while they worship how they want. They are coming for you. And it would be nice if we could get some sort of political mobilization out of the Christians on the right while there is still time to do so. You see, once we're all locked up in anti-gay camp, then it's too late. But instead, we can't even mobilize the Christian churches in Ohio to keep abortion from being enshrined in the Constitution. The liberal white women, they die to go vote for it. They are committed to their religion. They intend to spread it to the four corners of the planet. America's feminized Christianity. I'm going to pray about it. Just going to pray. I just pray. Can I just pray? Sure. Pray. That's important. Then get up and do battle. Gosh. Listen to this sick freak of a mother. She's holding her baby while she does this.
Gay baby. It's a gay baby. Gay baby. Gay, gay, gay. Please be gay.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.